Shit, if it, you have to kind of be lying with this table, crushing paper. B'shus Rabbeisai, Bruchim Aboyim to everyone who's joined this event. It's good to see so many people here. When I was first asked to speak, I asked the Bishul Mayor, how many people do you expect? Perhaps 10, perhaps 20. It's amazing to see such a choshevet tzibur giving your valuable hours, valuable time, and joining us in this Yachid Kala. In fact, ever since we started going public, the Kollel has been going now for 2.5 years, we only recently started going public and reaching out to the Tzibur. We've been very encouraged by the participation, by the feedback, and the bikush that the Tzibur, perhaps the educated Tzibur, wants to be educated more, wants to be able to discuss issues relating to goes on in their life and commercially and the day-to-day matters. And it's a privilege to be involved, and we will help as Hashem when and where we can. This space is hosting again, second time hosting an event. We're very grateful to the Rabbonim, to the Shire, to the committee and all those involved. Special shkoyach to our dedicated Askin, the Bishul Mayor, who works tirelessly to put these events together, and he can enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is yet another feather in your cap. I should say, shtreimel. So the Rabbi Glickman eloquently put over this topic we're learning and discussing, the inyan of giving kedima to a yid, which is based on the pasuk and baha v'chi simku mimkol amisecho oikonu miyad amisecho. When you buy, then miyad amisecho, the chazal dashon from here, Rashi quotes it, that is a mitzvah to give presents to a yid. The Torah doesn't say you have to. The Torah doesn't say, tikne ma'amisacho. The Torah uses the lashon, when you buy, a remes to give preference to a yid. As mentioned earlier, it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Can an entire dalit chelke Shulchan Aruch, or a chaim yadei Aben Ezra, even chayshe mishpat, you won't find it mentioned. There are those who say, the shit of the carbon alley and the malbim, who say it's not a chiyuv. It's like not a chiyuv. It's guidance. It's correct. Commendable. This can be understood with a similarity we find in other places. For example, we know there's a mitzvah to lend other people. Torah writes it, im kesef talva. If you lend. And similarly, the Torah writes when you want to make a mizbech, im mizbech avonim, im mizbech tasili, if you make a mizbech. Chazal point out that sometimes even im can mean you must. You must lend. And you must build a mizbech. So why doesn't the Torah write, build a mizbech or lend? So Maral explains that of course it's a mitzvah to do it. Mitzvah to shake lulav, mitzvah to eat matzah. But why do we lend money? Because we must lend money, the Torah tells us to. The Torah is giving us a way of understanding this mitzvah. You should want to. Just imagine it wouldn't be a mitzvah. You should want to lend money. you should want to bring a carbon. So the Torah writes it in a way which is kilo voluntarily. Kilo, you know, this what in Kesetav, this is what you should want to do. The Torah is guiding us in how we should feel. Of course it's a mitzvah, and of course it's a chiyuv. The Torah describes it, puts it in the oifen of commendable guidance to show that the lots in our Torah we should feel that way. So perhaps the same idea of konim yad amisacho. Torah doesn't tell us you must buy from your fellow Yid. And according to some shit, it's not even a chiyuv, not even a mitzvah. What is Torah telling us? Torah telling us guidance, a feeling, a hagosha. We should want to support our team. We should want to help our fellow Yid. That's a lot in that. Not just do it, perhaps with a grudge, chalila. We should want to. Imagine a person's young son, just in his early 20s, setting out his own business, setting up shop, setting up a profession, and he's struggling to get on his feet. So naturally, what would he do and his family do? They'll try to advertise and to publicize his business, and they'll try and encourage people to do business with him. And if someone would do business with him, they'd be grateful. That's how we would feel. We want to help someone. That's how we feel towards our son. There was an incident, the famous incident at the time of the Dreyfus trial, when it was a very high-profile case, and there was a lot at stake. There, the one of the issues was how loyal are Yidden to their hosting, to the host state? Are they got double allegiance? And there was a lot of anti-Semitic feelings going on. Only it was a very, very crucial case. It was a make-or-break case. And there were many Yidden involved. And one person who was called to testify in this case was the Rav of a town called Mazhe in Russia, Moscow, Russia. So he went to his Rebbe, the Meir Shapira, and said, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to come to the courtroom, and the prosecutors are delivering a chevra, and the judge are going to say, what's going on here? You can tell us, your lawyer, in your Talmud it's written, Adam, Atem, you are Adam. Atem krim Adam, v'loy umas ha'olam. You are called Adam, and you are not the umas ha'olam, not animal, and not the nation of the world. You're educating your people to treat us like animals. You can say, you mean this, you mean that. What's going on? How do I respond? So Meir Shapira in his Goinus, his picture said, think for a moment, if you've got a Frenchman who's in trouble in New Zealand, will the people in France lose any sleep over it? Perhaps the government may step in to help him, perhaps. If you've got an American in the Congo getting into trouble, will the people feel anything towards him? Yeah, when it comes to Yidden, you can have a Yid you don't know, you've never met. And yet, all the Yid rise to the occasion to do what they can to help him. What Chazal are telling us, of course, Goyim are human beings, very bekovedic, noble human beings. But Adam and the Loshen Yochid, one, that's only Klal Yisrael. Umas Ha'olam, of course, the human beings, they're many, they're not one. Yidden are one, they feel as one. Adam, that means Atem Krim Adam. And you can't deny it. You see, you know, all the Goyim know that the Yidden are together. However disparate we are in shitters, Hayom Yechia Klal Yisrael is Sara, and the way we feel we put ourselves out for Achin Bnei Yisrael and Hunsun Batsara of Yeshivyot, irrelevant of where they live, do we know them, what the religious affiliation is, it's not the gear, we are one. So in that context, we have to understand the Konim Yad HaMisachah is when someone else is a business, consider as if it's your own son setting up shop. How would you feel if you try to recruit people to buy and to patronize his business. That's how we should feel for everyone. The Torah doesn't want to write it as a chiyuv. And even the Shittos to say that's not a chiyuv. It's commendable. Torah is telling us, the guidance the Torah wants is to feel as one for our fellow Yid. To feel as if he's a son setting up business. So even though there are some Shittos who hold it's not a chiyuv, but as mentioned earlier, the Ramah, and the Chofetz Chaim paskin that's a chiyuv. The Chofetz Chaim to us, the Mishabura is considered Lishkas Agozis, and Halacha Kamoisa B'chol Mokim, and it's not negotiable. This is a chiyuv gomu. It's a chiyuv gomu to give preference to a yid. And not only when you want to buy, you've got a choice who to buy from. But if you want to sell, you've got an item to sell, and you've got two people or two customers, a Yid wants it and a Goy wants it, give it to a Yid. If you want to rent an item, you want to call rent to it, you've got two companies, go to Yiddish company. You want to employ someone, employ a Yid, rather than a Goy. In the Sefer, Oiches Yosef, from Rabbi Yitzchak Molko, he writes that many Yodim Nechse lost their wealth because they hired Goyim when they couldn't hire Yidim. Frightening. So what are the parameters of this halacha? The Shitta of Ramah in the Shuvah, and similarly Megillas Esther on his Perish on Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rambam, Sheir Shvav, are of the opinion that in all circumstances, in Chuyiv to buy from a Yid, even if it's a substantial increase in what's available from the good. Nevertheless, B'chol Oifen, you spend money for Lulav, spend money for Pesach, spend money for Chinuch, spend money buying something as well. However, the broad consensus of Poskim is not so. The Tashbat in Chelikim Asim Kuf Nun Aleph, Ikris Moshe in Yodei Chelikim Asim Tzadik Gimel, hold that you only mechuyev to add on a little, not a large amount. And that's how the Chofetz Chaim paskens. The Shitta of the Tayafis Reim and Shuva Simen Chof Beis and Mitzur Devash Chishmish Simen Gimel holds they're not b'chiv to add on anything, only for all things being equal. So we have four shittas. One is there's no chiv at all, that's the shitta of the Karban Ari and the Malbin. Second shitta is the mechuyev, even if it's a substantial amount, that's the shitta of Ramah and the Megillas Esther. The Tashbats, Nikris Moshe, the Oid hold only a small amount. And then you've got shit of the Tzur Devash and Tefer Zayim, you don't have to add on at all. So La Locha, we go with the shit, you have to add on a little. What is called a little? So the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Gimel, Simon Kuf Chav Tes, mentioned that the unit of Ishtos, the sixth. The sixth is about 16%. Which means, certainly not more than that. 60%, it could depend. Is it a lot or is it little? It depends what you're buying. If you're buying a cheap item, then 60%, then the 6 is not much. If you're buying a property, then 60% could be a fortune. Others say a shi'ir, which is less. In the sugya of Libis, one of the ma'amakobis you have that you mechuyiv to give, to lend to a yid, rather than a goy, even though by a goy you can charge interest, there it's mentioned that up to a shavah puta. It's less than shavah puta, you mechuyiv to give to you. More than shavah puta, then you can lend to a goy. Which is the other extreme, but you see the two extremes. So again, it's hard to quantify. Now let's ask ourselves, Why does the Torah leave it so vague? Why do the Gemara, why does the Rambam, why does Shulchan Aruch, why do the Rashba, Ritva, why do they leave it vague? Were they not capable of giving a measure? They knew everything. Why do they not give us a clear measure? I think Pshat is like this. Now, let's take, for example, the Halacha of Peah. The Halacha of Peah, farm has to leave the end of the Tefillah born on you, for an year. And if he cuts that, he's over lab le'sechala. Pasok, he must leave a little bit over, and he hasn't even got the benefit of deciding who to give it to. It's three, he can't decide who, it's three for all. How much does he have to give? How much pay does the person have to give? So you say every morning, Eilid v'am she'en lem shir, ha'peo. Even one wheat. One yod kud yoyitza. That's a minatea. Midrabon and mchiv give a 60th. 60th of the field. There is a mission on the first peric of peo, which says, ha'koi lifi goyde la soda, how much pay you give depends on the size of your field. Lifi roi v'aniyim, the amount of poor people needed, depending on needy people. Rivanova. Some geesers have it with the vase, which means the size of the grapes. But others learn Rivanova with a vav, which means couldn't you and needles. Which means like this. How much pay you give can vary. You have to give 60th. But if Hashem blessed you with a large field, then give more. And if the need is greater, give more. And if you feel, if Reva Nova, you feel you could your Madrega, then you also, it's also correct for you to give more. See, you find a concept where there's a mitzvah, but there's no one size fits all. You have to use your judgment to decide what's correct. So similarly in this halacha of giving preference to a yid, we have to give preference even if it costs us something. How much? There's no hard and fast rule. What it is, be reasonable. Be reasonable. How would you feel? See how you'd be in his situation, and you're struggling to make a panosa, and you want to make a panosa in a respectable manner, and you're not eating to patronize you. What would you expect from them? How much should you extend yourself? Is he needy? What's the market like? Is he flooded with orders? Oh, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference to him. How would he feel if I wouldn't? So take all these into account and come to your own decision. So that's a guide that Torah is telling us. Yes, put yourself out for your fellow yid. Feel what's appropriate. And the best guide is, well, how would you feel? What would you want? So treat him as you treat your son setting up business. That's the guidance that Torah tells us. So let's assume we've got this unit, whatever it is, and that's an amount you have to give. It's a small amount, and that's the amount you have to give. More than that, you're not mechuyev to spend. However, Chofetz Chaim says a very important point here. That's only when there's no fixed market price. No fixed market price, which means how much is an esrog? Within a certain band, you go here, a bit more, a bit less, it's all reasonable. How much is a second-hand car? It's negotiable. But if there's a fixed price, let's say you've got a bottle of whiskey, sells for £22. You go to Yiddish shop, and he said £22 plus something. And it's noticeably higher than the market price. And if it's a cheshbon, look, I'm Yid, people have to go to me, so, and they have to add on a bit, and they have to add on a little bit, whatever, let's call it X. So I'll include that X in my price. I know they're going to come. That's not acceptable. Well, all things being equal, then, if you've got, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a whatever, and there's no fixed price, then it's all reasonable, then go to the E. Even if it's a bit more expensive. But when there's a specific price and he's added on a bit, you're not mechuyev to. Similarly for cat, if you want to sell something, and you've got a goy lined up, and a yid wants it, but we're prepared to pay less. So if it's the price is fluctuating, is reasonable, and you want to sell your car, so how much do you get for it? So you can get an offer from a yid, offer from a goy, both are reasonable, hopefully, then you can give it to a yid. But if you've got a shop, and you're selling a bottle of whiskey for £22, and yid comes in and says, can I have it for £20? And the goy is there, can I have it for £22? Are you going to sell it to the yid for less? Absolutely not. And what's Kaveh a fixed price? We get an example of a bottle of whiskey, which is £22 bottle of whiskey. But something's not so clear cut what the fixed price. So here you look at the Reuv. You look at the Reuv, go out there and do a few bit of homework and find out what most shops, how do they sell, how do they sell an electric drill, how do they sell a box of cornflakes, work it out. And then that is the guy, that's the starting point. If a yid is within that, good. If it's beyond that, not. What would you say, Abu Isai? If you're buying it as a commodity or item which you want to buy, and it's taka, bazaar, a small difference. Small difference. So, you're prepared to pay the extra. But you're not just buying one, you're buying 20. And that all adds up. 20 times 20p could be, it depends for a housewife, for a child, it could be substantial. And for an adult who's buying something that's more expensive, oh, and it all adds up. Do you look at each item, or do you look at the whole deal you want to buy? So here's Mistaba to look at the whole deal. You don't need to look at each item as small. If you're buying a lot, and that adds up, if you work with percentage, it doesn't make a difference. But if you don't work with percentage, you only need a reasonable amount you're prepared to pay. But because you're buying a lot, that reasonable amount, that small amount adds up to be substantial, then that's also be a reason why you don't have to give preference to a yid. In a case where you're mechuyev to give the kedima to a yid, the price is reasonable, and it's within the it's called zul, called the X amount. What happens if the commodity, the item you want, is slightly different than what the goy is selling? You prefer the goy's item, it's got extra features, or got more of a guarantee. Better guarantee, better after-sales service. Or he'll deliver. Are you still mechuyev to buy from the yid or not? Let's leave out the case of delivery. Let's say it's a case, let's say after better get more of a warranty, more better after sales service, whatever. So again, here you're not mechuyev to buy from the yid because it's a different commodity, different item. All things being the same, give preference to yid. If you want an item which has got a warranty and the yid can't provide the same warranty, you're not mechuyev. Let's say you've got a personal reason why you don't want to eat. Let's say you've got work to be done at home, and you don't find the yid in your house, supper time, bedtime, or bath time. You find intrusive privacy. You don't mind having a goy. You don't feel comfortable having a yid around. Is that reason to do it or not? So based on Erech Shai, if you look in your booklet, where it quotes Erech Shai, it's got a footnote and says, based on this Erech Shai, there's reason to justify personal reasons to excuse you from taking a yid, which is understandable. But you have to know what the parameters are. Is it reasonable or not? We have to be honest. I think a good litmus test would be, let's say that worker would say, you know, I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free. I'll do it. I know you're doing. I'm good. Thank you. I'll do it for free. Would you then take it? Then you shut it. Then even if you've got a preference, put it in context. Consider what would you answer if you offered it for free. Would you take it on? And then if you still take it on, then be honest with yourself. How valuable is it? Just an excuse or is it MS? If you'd say, even free, I won't take it. then by all means go for the goy. But if you will take it, then you have to look further. Having said that, all things are being equal, but there's one exception. What happened if the goy will pay you now? And the yid said, you know, I'll pay you, I'll give you a post-dated check. Are you mechuyev to sell to the yid? Same price, everything the same, but he's going to pay you at a later date. You trust him. It's not as if you don't trust him. I mean, if you don't trust him, that's not a question. You trust him, but it's like a pain. He is still mechuyev to give it to the yid. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to lend money to a yid. Just as a mitzvah to lend money to a yid, so by giving him an item, lending money, then you have to go with the halachas of lending. You're not always mechuyev to lend money. If you can't. But now you have to look into the halachas of lending money. If the halachas are mechuyev to lend money, then you have to incorporate that into this sale. So it's not considered a different item. The item is the same. It's asking to borrow money. If you're mechuyev to lend him money, then mechuyev to buy from him. The mitzvah is to buy from a yid rather than a goy. You've got choice of buying for someone who's shomer Torah and mitzvahs, for someone who's mechalel Shabbos for Tehesia, give kedima, for someone who's shomer Torah and mitzvahs. What happens if someone's not a lahachis yid? It's just a tinnik shenishbo. He doesn't know better, but he's unfortunately, Achina ben Yisrael, Golis Yidim, they're unaware of the privilege of Torah mitzvahs, and they're lost to their Golis Yidim. Do we have to patronize their shops? So normally, for all intents and purposes, these types of Yidim, who are what they call the Teovoyim, rather than the Hachis, they're complete Yidim. Mechalel Shabbat for them, do everything. However, here, there's a starkest way to say, you're not mechuyev to patronize them, to pay extra. Why? Because you're going to give him money, he's going to go and buy him a nevelis of treifas, spend on chilo Shabbos and dvorim asurim. Your money should go and be used for dvorim asurim. It's not mestaba. It's not mestaba with mechayev yid to pay extra, I'm talking about paying extra, where he's going to use the money for incorrect, inappropriate usage.
Versus a goy. Better to get your money goes to a goy.
I didn't say better. Right.
Might be better.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
That's not going to say, would you say, yeah, if I were, yeah. But to say it's worth it, goy chalila. Is a yid, is a thing, shenishba, you have to look after it. But to say, you must give him extra, doesn't. No. There's no such thing giving preference to a goy. Chalila.
Over above another yid,
yeah. If you, yeah. You've got a choice of two yidin, or the choice you give Geshem Shabbos. Before I send, give Geshem Shabbos over Mechal Shabbos Tassia, so give Geshem Shabbos over someone. Again, let me make myself clear. Of all things being equal, the price is equal, give to Geshem Shabbos rather to someone Mechal Shabbos Tassia. And Mechal Shabbos and Geshem Terem Mitzvahs as opposed to someone who is Tinik Shanishba, who's Leteovan, as our Golis Yid. Even without option of Yid, I mean, if you've got a choice of buying from this Thrai Yid as opposed to a Goy, the Goy is cheaper, then you're not required to add extra for the Yid. That's as far as I'm taking it, yeah? Never said there's a mitzvah to go to a Goy, you're allowed to go to a Goy. The mitzvah. Oh. Okay. Has to be mekatsa. This halacha, what we discuss, is all regarding money, spending money. What happens more of a bod, more of an effort? It's further. The Yiddish shop is further. So the Ma'am Shik writes in your kuntus, Ma'am Shik writes that just as the mechuyev to clean for Pesach has some effort, build a sukkah, make tzitzis, Similarly, it's the inyan of tircha to go and betrayach yourself. The chazanish went out of his way that he needs some medicine from a chemist. He went and asked the people to go to walk further in order to go to Shem and Shabbos. Whether that's a chiyuv or whether that's an ikah hadin, it's certainly a maile. The chazanish was very strong, very stark in being mazir on kedusha Shabbos. He didn't allow public. He didn't allow chashmal to be used in public areas or in part of the Shabbos as well. Even though a pialoch there maybe isn't to be mekum, but he wanted to promote the kedusha Shabbos, the kavod Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we take it for granted. But at the time of the chaznish, it was an insane, real challenge. We know achinu b'nei Yisrael, what went to in America and other places. Who knows what we would have done then in seeing this? But it was very real. The challenges were kavod for Shabbos and to. B'mechadim k'dusha Shabbos, he went out of his way. Whether that's a guide for us, yesh lodim. But certainly, someone who does it is certainly a maila. Konti is mechui, but certainly a maila. What happens if a person has got a retail shop and he's got two suppliers? One is a yid, one's a goy. Person is a shopkeeper and he's got two suppliers. One is a yid, one is a goy. Nur b'chaim, what would you advise? Read, okay. Can't beat your prices, yeah. Or service. So what's halacha? So the Shah Tzion writes in Hilchos Lulav, he said those Lulav Soichrim have got a choice of buying from a yid, from a goy, they're mechuyev to buy from a yid, not from a goy. However, what happens if the yid costs more than the goy? And we go with a shitter that normally do have to add on a bit. Do you have to buy from the more expensive supplier? Does it make sense? Are you talking? You're both in business. He's trying to add a few cents, and you want to cut a few cents. You want to make business. So you say, I'm going to cut my business to give him more business. Starke Svara. Basically, you want to buy something, you want to buy yourself a box of coffee, you want to buy yourself a bottle of whiskey, you want to buy yourself some furniture. So it's a one-time purchase. So you can go either for the and more expensive or not. And you've got the commodity, you paid a bit more. That's how it goes. Sometimes a bit more, sometimes getting a bit less. But when you're in business, where you're trying to count your pennies, trying to mechajman, you want to increase your profit, are you mechuyev to pay more in order the other you should get a higher profit? Kval tkesvon. Shteyt imam shik, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to, when you're in business, you're not mechuyev to pay more. Okay, we'll have to leave it here. We'll finish off with what we mentioned at the beginning. The lot of that tale is we should consider this mitzvah as if we were setting up our own son in business, where we would want people to patronize him, and we would want to encourage, advertise, want to do everything you can to help him get on his feet. And if you hear, you know, people have got, one of your friends has gone out of his way to place a large order by him, how would you feel? Baruch Hashem. I mean, such a favor. You say you feel grateful. And you may even feel like, you know, sending him something in. It may not be appropriate, but you'd feel that way. Allah has come of a kama. We are sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tzbuch wants us, the Tzbuch has told us, please support your fellow brothers. Whether it's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, I want it. That's what I want. And believe me, I can repay you back. Shbuch is bench us all, that we should be bench, build the zech, the bruch of atzlocha in all and everything we do.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.